Scano Sego Sigoli Ani, and welcome to Compelling Conversations. I am your host, David Moses. Today on the show, Erin Montour. She is the CEO of Grand River Employment and Training's Business Development Opportunities section. And we are going to be talking to her about the longhouse that recently burnt down at Guyanese and their efforts to raise $1 million for a new longhouse. And if that is their dream longhouse, and we're going to find out more of the details right now, coming up in this conversation with Erin Montour. What we're here talking about today is, of course, the longhouse. As we know, it burnt down tragically in the summer. Yes. And you're now in the process of wanting to rebuild. You've got this fundraiser going.
Yes, we are.
You've also received a $50,000 donation from the Royal Bank, which was very nice, I guess, to receive.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of networking, David, with different ministries, reaching out to anybody that I can, right, that'll listen. And I send like our campaign information, and RBC was one of the ones to first respond in regards to a bank that wanted to make a contribution. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a surprise, though. So how it all started was they were doing fundraising within the staffing of RBC. Mm. And said that they had created like an internal fundraiser for our longhouse. And it all started with the Oswegan branch out here. And I said, that's amazing. So I had forwarded our information. And they actually had been to the longhouse. So they invited me. We met here at Guyanese like 2 weeks ago when you saw the photo. And they said, well, actually, Erin, we were able to, you know, work with different branches, not branches, but departments of RBC. And we were able to contribute a little bit more. And I said, well, that's fantastic. So at the time, it was around just over 10,000 from staff donations.
Nice.
And then they whipped out this big check and it had 50,000 on it. I was like, I said, oh my God, you're going to make me cry. And it did, right? So it was such a surprise. So what RBC talked about now is now, you know, I'm talking to CIBC, you know, so now it started. They're like, let's challenge the banks and see what they'll do.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So, what a nice surprise then that was.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea, like, because right away, like, I got the board contacted me. I had a couple board members. I even had the newspaper Turtle Island News say, why weren't we invited to the event? And I said, I didn't even know it was happening. Like, I would have dressed better.
Right. Now, when you say this started with RBC and Oswegan, and it was internal, it was the actual staffers of the bank that started this.
Yes. Yes, they did.
And so who met you on site when that $50,000 check was delivered?
So I would have to actually pull you all the names, David, and I can email that to you.
But was it RBC?
Well, I was always chatting with like Chad Garlow. Mm-hmm. So he's here from Six Nations.
Right.
And he was always sending me little messages. And he's the one that set up for me to come to Guyanese. Mm. So I thought I was just going to be meeting with Chad to talk about, you know, how RBC can contribute. Mm-hmm. Because he had reached out to me a few times. And we're friends. Like, we know each other, right? Mm-hmm. But it was actually the branch manager here from RBC that really started to do the work internally and create, you know, doing the donations within the organization itself.
Right. So, Erin, the longhouse, it's a traditional longhouse. It was quite the statement, you know, and it was quite the sight to see as you drove by on Highway 54. Really wonderful to see. And of course, very unfortunate that it burnt down. But there must be, you know, certain, you know, chances you take because it is traditional. It's built in that way. Can you take me back? Because I think the Skills OSTTC students built it originally. Is that right?
So what we did was we worked with Two Row Architect to design the longhouse. We did know it wasn't going to meet per se provincial guidelines when it came to like we didn't have a sprinkler system installed, right? We really wanted to keep it as authentic as possible. So what we did was we actually worked with, it's John Runyon's. He's the supplier of the bark and does all the preparation of the logs, and we used all local labor. So like Six Nations tradesmen that worked on it. And then some of our student programs participated in it, but it was, you know, in various stages of the longhouse. And we even had some of our greenhouse staff here at Guyanese work on the project as well, because we knew after the longhouse was built, we wanted our own staff to have that knowledge on how to upkeep it, sure, change the bark, you know, and do little things like that so that we were able to maintain it over the years.
Right.
So it was a really big collaborative partnership is what we did with various tradesmen, even our students, and then training our own staff.
Yeah. And that's great. Now, the other thing that this did, aside from providing those things to the community, it was a statement. And I understand that many people were coming and visiting the site from all over.
We had a lot. Like, I know when we spoke with Gerdo, like we had at least 5,000 visitors come through. At the time, though, like we're still working on, you know, they were taking like paper registration forms where, you know, pulling statistics was a bit difficult at some times. Mm. But we had people traveling from all over. We had a family come in that were from like Paris, France, you know. So and we were working with a lot of outside organizations. We worked with like the Toronto Police. Came and, you know, visited. We had Mohawk College. We've had McMaster University. We had a lot of kids within the school area off reserve come, and just local visitors that would just stop in and wanted to know what it was, right? And what was really good at the start of this project is we worked really well with Crawford Lake because they have the longhouses.
Yeah.
So they were very helpful. We worked with their team there and they gave us a lot of the do's and don'ts. And they were very encouraging because they thought it was amazing that we were putting up a longhouse in our own community so that it could be utilized by our people. But not only that, it was our own people that were doing like the tours and the mm-hmm. educational piece.
Yeah.
So they were amazing to work with at Crawford Lake.
$1 million for the new building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to take some time, but, and I mean, that's our dream, right? I
sure.
mean, we can always improvise and do things differently, but I don't want to say, I try to look at the positive from everything. So, you know, even when you build your house, when you have your house built after a few years, you look at it and say, we should have did this, we should have did that, right?
Right.
So the $1 million is the would be like the dream longhouse where we could have a lot of, instill a lot of different types of innovation technology with it, being able to compliance, being able to assist those, you know, with disabilities, all of that, right? That's mm-hmm. our dream. But we can always scale it down to, okay, what can we do? And then what would be like more strategically when we receive more money, what can we just keep adding on, right?
Right. If people want to make a donation, where can they do that?
Yes. So they can, we have so much social media out there, they can actually just access whether it be any of the Gritty pages. So our OSTTC website, our Instagram, they can just go to like www.osttc.com and it links everything to our page. We even, people are just coming in and even making, you know, smaller cash donations to any one of our properties, whether it be Guyanese or at the Great Building, any way possible. There's our Facebook page, Instagram.
Right.
So there's a, you know, and it's not even just about donation. We've had an organization we're working with, the Montessori, that when we go to build, they want to come out and assist building the longhouse with us. So we're going to make it like a learning and educational piece. So we've even had a lot of community members just offer their time, which, you know, that's amazing as well, right?
Sure is. Because
and knowledge and resources.
Yeah. I mean, it will be a big project when it gets underway. So.
It will be. And the one thing we're looking at doing, David, is we'd actually like to document this process.
Oh, nice. Yes,
and this
you
project
should.
As well, right?
Yeah, you should. That would be wonderful, in fact. I'm sure that would be a really interesting documentary.
Yeah. So that's, you know, those are all in, you know, in my plans here. So we just got to see how that would all work out. But where even that came from was working with John Runyon's and just the process in curing the wood, right? Like mm-hmm. It's just not going and picking up lumber in the lumber store.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's seasonal. You have to cut it down. You have to, you know, remove the bark, cure it, you know, and then bend the poles. Like, so I thought, why not try and make, you know, this a bigger project? And we look at documenting and creating whether it be a series or something or an mm-hmm. education piece.
Well, you know, that, you know, it reminds me of the wooden lacrosse sticks and the process that goes into making those. It's not just the lacrosse stick. It's that whole process that goes into that and the skills involved. So that kind of knowledge that you're talking about sharing and documenting, I think that would be fabulous for, and, you know, that could turn into something that could help you with fundraising or creating funds by selling a DVD or selling it online or whatever. You know, there could be lots of things for you. Erin, what haven't we talked about in terms of this project that you'd like to share or that we haven't touched on?
I think with this project too, what it really did, David, we knew the Longhouse was here. The community knew the Longhouse was here, but after the fire, the response that we received from just even in our community, our people, but outside organizations, like I received a call from like Oxford County. They contacted me and they started their own little fundraising campaign out in Oxford County. Now they had never been to our longhouse, but when they read the story, they're like, we want to see this rebuilt because we're coming. So I think it really opened the eyes and of what was here. And maybe people always said, oh, you know, we want to get over there. You know how we always say, yeah, that's one place we want to go to, but we never find the time to do it. And I think what happened was with this longhouse fire, it really expanded, you know, the possibilities. So when it burnt down, I took it as an opportunity, but I try to look at the positive and maybe this is what needed to happen, I guess, for people to see the importance of the longhouse, because we kept going out there and telling them, but we were kind of like, yep, we'll get there. Or yep, no, we'll call you and book a tour, you know? And now it's like, okay, it's in the, you know, it's now on the billboard. It's highlighted now that we should have been there and now we want to be there.
Right. And aside from the longhouse itself, the grounds around the longhouse, there's lots you can do with that area. I'm sure that you probably have plans for that.
We do. So what we're actually working on right now is Guyanese was successful in receiving some of the FedDev Tourism Relief Grant.
Nice. Great. Yep.
So we're doing a little bit of expansion here on our grounds and we're building, you know, walkways and pathways, because we have all this area here that has so much rich environment, you know, teachings that we could do. And we're building yurts, we're doing an outdoor fire. So there's lots going on.
So is the idea with the yurts to rent them out or people can spend time there, or what's the...
Spend time, workshops, learn, you know.
Yeah. Nice. Very cool. It all sounds very exciting, and certainly wish you all the best with the fundraising efforts with the Longhouse. I think everyone will be happy to see that rebuilt. And it's also nice to hear, Erin, what you said about people. It's not about the financial contributions necessarily.
Yeah.
People are offering their time and their expertise, it sounds like. So
exactly. Like even when this happened, we had Pink's production, who we worked with on Cycle of Ceremonies, was Woodland. They had footage because we did some of our footage from the Cycle of Ceremonies project. So they donated their footage. They created some short clips. You know, they helped get our fundraising page up on the website, and they did it all as a donation.
Oh, that's
and we
great.
Had other people that had visited the longhouse that maybe, you know, took up photography and had photos. They submitted all their photos.
Great.
We had a gentleman that actually created a 3D model from the pics he took, and he donated like the 3D, like virtual, it'd be like a virtual tour model.
Right.
So we're working on how we can get that up and going as well.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. That will be wonderful to see. And again, if people want to make donations, like you said, if they're in the community, they can drop around to any of the buildings. They can go to Guyanese. They can go to the OSTTC building, I guess, on Chiefswood, and stop in there. At Great itself, I guess?
Yes, at Great as well.
Okay. And also online. People go to the Facebook page.
And online, yeah.
And any of the pages for OSTTC. So that would be wonderful. Really nice speaking with you, Aaron, and I look forward to continuing this conversation. Let's stay in touch so we can keep this updated. And please, any further news, please let me know, because we'd love to be able to, you know, to share that news as well to the community. So,
okay, thank you, David.
All right, Aaron, take care. Nice to see you.
Take care. You too.
Okay, Ona.
Bye-bye.
Aaron Montour is the CEO of Grand River Employment and Training's Business Development Opportunities. And one of those areas that she oversees is Guyanese, where the longhouse recently stood and burnt down earlier this year. They are now making efforts to rebuild the longhouse, and they have some fundraising efforts underway. They would like to raise $1 million for this new dream longhouse. And you can make donations at any of the great buildings, including OSTTC, as well as going to the OSTTC website and going into the great building at 16 Sunrise Court. And that is Compelling Conversations for today here on CKRZ. I'm your host, David Moses. It's always a pleasure to have you join us here on CKRZ and Compelling Conversations. Take care of each other, and we'll see you next time right here on Compelling Conversations. Until then, I say Ona and Bama Pee.